Hi, I'm Vernon Joins, and we're going to be discussing authority. For the next few moments, the main issue in the church is authority. In every person's life, there's an authority, or maybe more than one, but in every organization, there is an authority. It seems to me there's one vitally important matter that has become obscured in the midst of brotherhood differences and controversies. Have we perhaps lost sight of whose church it is? Surely we would all agree that the Bible is the revealed will of the Almighty God to mankind, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, and that in the Bible God plainly tells us to heed His Son, Matthew 17:5, to whom He has given all authority, Matthew 28:18. During His personal ministry, Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it," in Matthew 16:18. The rock upon which Christ said He would build His church was the truth of His divinity, and that indeed He was, or yes, is, the Son of God. And all we have to do is see verse 16. And Jesus affirmed that not even death would be able to prevail against His church. In fact, Jesus prevailed over death, and by His resurrection, undeniable proof of His deity was clearly declared. Romans 1 and verse 4. According back to the Father, and He later ascended, according to Acts 1, into heaven, and He was given all power and dominion. And God put all things in subjection under His feet, and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1, verses 21 through 23. And we might also see 1 Peter 3:22. This was in direct fulfillment of the vision Daniel saw, recorded in Daniel 7, verses 13-14. "I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought Him near before Him. Then to Him was given dominion, and glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve Him." And His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. He did establish on earth the church of which He spoke, having its beginning in the city of Jerusalem on the first Pentecost after the resurrection. That was a Jewish feast day. According to Leviticus 23, verses 15-16, it's also called a Feast of Weeks or a Feast of Harvest, Exodus 34 and verse 22. And this setting up of the kingdom took place even as the prophets of old had foretold it would. We might also check such passages as Isaiah 2, 1 and 2, Daniel 2, 44 and so forth, that it shall stand forever. Christ is the head of His church, and He is to have all the preeminence in it, that is to be before and above, Colossians 1:18. Thus, whatever we do in word or in deed, it is to be done by His authority, Colossians 3:17. Therefore, whatever the subject might we argue over, we had all better keep in mind whose church it is. On the matter of worship, let us listen to Christ and His inspired apostles, John 4, verses 23-24. God is the Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Let all things be done decently and in order, 1 Corinthians 14:40. On the matter of doctrine, let us listen to Christ. In John 8, 31 and 32, you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God, but he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son, 2 John 9 and 10. on the matter of the undenominational nature of the church, we need but to read the book of Ephesians. There is but one true church, and one church belongs to Christ. Let us not forget this great eternal truth.